ක්‍රිෂ්ණේකචේත මරමෝ අවිනාශකාරින් මද්දේ සිගෝතර ප්‍රවෝ ප්‍රමුපාද ස්වාමින් දෝසා විග්‍රේද පරිදුසි පමන්ද බුද්ධේ සංකෙන්තයාමි කරණෝ තව වාක්‍යතෝ දයාලු සදා සච්චිදානන්ද රූපා දයාලු සදා සච්චිදානන්ද රූපා ගුරු භක්ති වේදාන්ත ස්වාමින් නමස්තේ ගුරු භක්ති වේදාන්ත ස්වාමින් නමස්තේ ප්‍රභෝ පායි මාං මායයා පූර්ණ ග්‍රස්තම් ප්‍රභෝ පායි මාං මායයා පූර්ණ ග්‍රස්තම් විදේයි ප්‍රභෝ භක්ති සූත්‍රේ නද්ධම් විදේයි ප්‍රභෝ භක්ති සූත්‍රේ නද්ධම් ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् 7936 පස්මයි භවා හයසිරා තනුවම් සා බිබ්‍රා පස්මයි භවාන් හයසිරා ස්තනුවම් ච බිබ්‍රා වේදාද්‍රෝ අතිබලෝ මදුකෛතවාචෝ වේදාද්‍රෝවතිබලෝ මදුකෛතවාචෝ හත්වා ආනයා ශ්‍රුතිගණාන් රජස්තමස්සා හත්වා නයස්ෘතිගණං සු රජස්තමස්සා තත්වං පවා ප්‍රියතමා කනුං ආමනන්ති සත්වං තවා ප්‍රියතමාං තනුමාමනන්ති අස්මයි භවාන් අයසිරා ස්තනවං ච වේදාද්‍රුවාවති බලෝ මරුකෛතවාචෝ හස්වා නයා ශ්‍රුතිගණාන් සුරලා සමස්සා සත්වං තව ප්‍රියතමා තනුමාමනන්තේ
unto Lord Brahma.
Anyone?
Unto Lord Brahma. Bhavan
your lordship. Hayashiraha, like the neck and head of a horse. Tanuvang, incarnation. Cha, and Hibrat, accepting a body like that. Deda Druha, the demons who are against the Vedic principles. Ati Valo, unto two extremely powerful demons. Madhu Koitabhakya, known as Madhu and Koitabha. Hatva, killing them. Anayat, delivered. Suruti Garang, to all the different Vedas. Tama, Rajur, Rik and Atharva. Rajas Tamascha, the demons in the modes of passion and ignorance. Tattvam, pure and transcendental. Tava, your. Priyatamam, the bodies of such incarnations as Hayadeva. Tanum, form. Amananti, can accept. Translation. My dear Lord, when you appeared as Hayagriva with a head like that of a horse to kill the two demons named Madhu and Koitabha, who were full of the modes of passion and ignorance, after killing the demons, you delivered the Vedic knowledge to Lord Brahma. Therefore, all the great saintly persons accept your forms as transcendental, untinged by material qualities.
Tasmin bhavan hayasira sunuvam chalibra vedat dhrabo sivalo madhukaito vakho satya anayat shikhanan sudarastama cha satram tava priyatama sunumamamanti. So, spiritual kingdom is beyond this material world, made of three modes of experience, Sattva, Rajas, Tama. So when incarnation of the Supreme Lord comes, Jada Jadai Dharma Saplani Bhavati, Krishna has given us, we are fallen down from the spiritual kingdom to this material world on account of desiring to fulfill our material senses. But Krishna is so kind that he has given us the daily literature. Anadi Bohimmo Ji Krishna Bhulgela. This is the statement in the Chaitanya Chaitanya. Ataye Krishna Ved Purana Karila. Because we have forgotten Krishna. Anadi. Anadi means before the beginning of this creation. The beginning of this creation is called Adi. Beginning. But our forgetfulness of Krishna is anadi, anadi bohimmo. We are working in this life, in this material world, struggling for existence to get happiness, that is the aim of life. But because we have forgotten Krishna, we do not know the source of happiness, anandamaya abhyasa. The anandamaya vigraha, satchidananda vigraha, we have forgotten Krishna. But still we are searching after ananda, blissfulness. This is our struggle for existence. Manasthasthani indriyani prakitisthani karuse. We are in this prakriti, in this material nature, prakritisthani, and being dictated by the mind, making plans to become happy, but that is not possible. Manasthasthani indriyani prakritisthani. This is due to our forgetfulness. We are struggling for existence to get happiness, but because we do not know what is the source of happiness, it is called struggle for existence. This is going on. So this is going on not only in this life, before this life also, anadi. So once we get the chance to understand what is the problem of life, and this human life is given a chance by evolution, by nature's way, 8,400,000 species of life we are coming through, then the nature has given one chance, this human form of life. Now, it is for understanding what is our position. Kathāta brahma jiggāsa. But if we do not take care of this questioning, kiyāmi kano more jāpe tāpo tro. Sanātana Goswāmī placed this inquiry before Caitanya Mahāprabhu. To approach Guru means to inquire about himself. What I am. That is intelligence. Sanatana Goswami was a minister, is very opulent. Katya Tuna Masivi Samandala Patisaning Sada Tuch. But when he came to his senses after meeting Caitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to know what I am. This is real inquiry. People be very satisfied to get answer himself that I am minister and have a so big salary and so respect. No, he was not satisfied. He went to Guru, Caitanya Mahaprabhu. Your basic intention is tadvijnana samsa guru neva abhivakshit. Everyone is conscious of the struggle for existence, but they are not serious enough that why the struggle for existence, that why the fight, that is human life. The dog is suffering, is hungry, is going to a place for some food, and instead of food, he is getting a stroke by the stick. He barks very. He is disappointed. I wanted food, but I got the stick. I wanted bread, I got stone. This is going on. This is going on. And therefore, in the human society also, they are also struggling and making plans for economic development, so that instead of stone, they can get bread. But this struggle is going on. There is no settlement, that is not for that is not. Either you go to this country or that country, you accept this ism or that ism, unless you come to Krishna, there is no possibility of peace. That is stated very simple words in the Bhagavad Gita, that how to stop this struggle for existence. Bhoktaram Janpadabhusam Sarvalokumahisharam Sridam Sarvabhutana Gyatya Mam Shanti. So this is my as soon as there is creation, Brahma was created and he was given the basic knowledge. Tini Brahma Rida Adikavai, you get it. Brahma was born, he was to establish the kingdom of God, or as Brahma was born, the other living entities also were in the body of Gaudapada Vishnu. They were also kept birth later on. And before that birth, Brahma was in the structure Vedic knowledge. Vedic knowledge means these bewildered living entities struggling for existence may get Vedic knowledge so that they can revive their old or original Krishna consciousness. This is the first person of Vedic knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vedaisya sarvai ahameva vedyam. What is Vedic knowledge? Vedic knowledge means to revive our Krishna consciousness. That is really. If you revive your Krishna consciousness, that is the perfection of Vedic knowledge. That is, you read only Vedas and perform formalities, ritualistic ceremonies, but if you do not awaken your Krishna consciousness, that is useless waste of time. That is taken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmasthana sthitapam sthana vishyaksena katha sutra notpadayad ratin jaji sthramayubahi kevala. You may be a very religious person. Never mind, you are Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or anyone. And according to your religious principle, ritualistic ceremonies, you execute very nice. Sthanasthitam pumsam. But after doing all these things, if you do not become God conscious, or you do not understand what is God, then the Bhagavad says that it is simply waste of time. So human life is meant for understanding the Supreme, or connection with the Supreme Being, that is real human life. Therefore, the Vedas are there. So, as soon as Brahma was born, because he is in charge of this universe, there are innumerable universes and innumerable Brahmas. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Jasyaika nishyakita kala mathavadamba jivanti loma viloja jagadanda natha. The Brahma is jagadanda natha. He is the chief person within this material world, in this universe. So, he is in charge, therefore he was giving the basic knowledge. And he got the basic knowledge, but at the same time, two demons known as Madhukaita, they wanted to snatch away, take away the Vedic mantras from Brahma. This is the attempt from the very beginning. The devotees, like following the disciples succession of Brahma, just like we belong to the Brahma Sampradaya, several times have explained. So, our original guru is Brahma, Swayambhu. Therefore, he is one of the great personalities, Swayambhu, Narada Sambhu, Kapila Kumara Manu. These are 12 Mahajans, men of authority. So, Brahma is man of authority, the demigod, the supreme demigod, the best of the demigods. So, these Madhukaitava, they took away. Ragastam. Why? They were full of Ragastam. And Brahma is Satagun. So, Satagun and Ragastam, the material world, there is three qualities, so there is always stuff. If you want to remain in the Satagun, then the Rajasthama gone, they will give himself. Rajasthama bhava. Kato Rajasthama bhava. Kamalu bhadayasya. That we are trying to introduce this Satagon and above Satagon, Tudyagon. This Satagon, just like sometimes we experience that one person is elevated to the Brahminical principle, Sannyasi principle, but all of a sudden he falls down, he becomes a demon. We have not experienced. He becomes demon. Very high. So this material world is so contaminated that when you are on the Satagun, there is chance of being contaminated by the Vajrasa. The struggle is there. Therefore, we have to become very, very careful. But Krishna will help. If you want to remain in Satagun, in purity, then Krishna will help. That's why here, as soon as Brahma was disturbed by the demon who loved Rajagun and Tamagun, immediately the Lord came in Hayagriva, Murti, incarnate. That is, Krishna is also very much anxious to give us Kunti Apradhyani Name Bhakta Pranastavi. If you remain a pure devotee, always surrender to Krishna, you should know it very well that Krishna will give you protection. In any term, don't be worried. Simply, we must have the faith. That is surrender. Surrender means avasya rakhive Krishna vishyata pala. You must be faithful that I am engaged in Krishna's service. I may go to hell or heaven. It doesn't matter. I am going to serve him. It is sure that Krishna will give me protection. So there should be no hesitation. If somebody is ordered, go to hell and face Krishna consciousness, he should remain faithful to Krishna and Krishna will give all. This is the principle. Krishna's business is yada yada hi dhanmasya glani bhavati tadatmanam sijami parittanaya sadhunam vinashaya. So the sadhu, sadhu means Krishna bhakti, sadhu not this dress. If you are always keeping Krishna within yourself, then you are sadhu. And then you are yogi also. Yogi namati sarvi kaam madhvata antaratmana sadhyavana bhajati jomaam khami dhishtuta. These things are there. All right. Manona bhava madhvata madhyani maam namaskru. So those who are always keeping Krishna within the heart, they are sadhu. So paritrana sadhuna, they are sadhus. Sadhu means who are always engaged in Krishna's service, always thinking of Krishna. So here, as Brahma was protected from the great demons, Madhukarita, Prahlad Maharaj was protected by the great demons, from the great demons, Hiranyakashipu. There are many, many instances. So, the demons are always there. They are always ready to disturb devotees. That is going on. But a devotee's business is to revive the Krishna consciousness of the conditioned soul. That is devotee's business. As Krishna comes personally to give them some help, similarly, Krishna's servants also, they take Krishna's business and try to help this fallen conditioned soul to revive their original Krishna consciousness. Now here is the example that Brahma was given the basic knowledge. Tini Brahma Rida Adikava. Brahma is Adikavi. He is the first learned man in the universe. He do not follow this nonsense garments here. And our beginning of this creation is from the most lauded man, Brahma, not from the monkey. We do not follow this lifestyle philosophy. So, our beginning is Lord Brahma, the devotee of Krishna, empowered to spread Krishna consciousness, basic knowledge. Why lead us there? Nanadi bohin mogiji, Krishna bhuli vela, ataya Krishna ved, purana kulila. So, Ved Puran is required. Why the Vedas have that word? To revive our Krishna consciousness. And the gist of the Vedas, Shastra, is Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Shastra, Vinidya. So, if we read Bhagavad Gita carefully, performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and follow it according to the direction of the Brahma and his disciples Shakti, and then Krishna will give you all protection from the demon. There is no doubt. That is Krishna's business. He says, Jada Jada Hi Dharma Saglani Bhavati Bhava. Dharma Saglani Bhava means discrepancy in the matter of understanding Veda. That is Dharma Saglani. We have read in the sixth Veda Vihitam Dharma. Dharma means which is enjoined, which is ordered by the Veda. Shruti. Even our Rupa Goswami says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pansara Sriki Nidhingina Paitam Sriki Hare Bhakti Utpapa. So we must follow Shruti Smriti Puranadi Shastra Vidhi. Krishna condemns such person just as who do not accept this Shastra Vidhi and manufacture something. These rascals have spoiled the whole world. No, Shastra Vidhi. They did not. Anadi Bahirmukhi Krishna Bhuli Gala Atayar Krishna Bhed Pura. So we have to take protection of the Vedic knowledge that is summarized and Srimad Bhagavatam is the rising fruit of Vedic knowledge. Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalamidam. Kalpataro, the tree, you get the tree, you protect tree. So this Vedic knowledge is called Kalpataro. Kalpataro means whatever you want, you can get from the tree. Here you have got experience, you can get mango from the mango tree. But in Kalpataro, you can get mango, apple, pineapple, anything. That is called Kalpataro. So, from the Vedas, you can get all kinds of knowledge, material, spiritual, anything. Therefore, it is called Kalpataro. And the Kalpataro, Toru means tree, and the tree, we nourish tree to get a nice fruit. With this Bhagavatam, is the fruit of the Vedic tree, Kalpataro, and it is ripe milk, not unripe. Unripe fruit you cannot eat. But ripe in the tree, mango, is very palatable. So it is Nigama Kalpataro Galitam Phalamidam. So if you read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, these two literatures, then we get all Vedic knowledge. And then we can revive our Krishna consciousness. And to do this business, there is no difficulty. Krishna will give you all protection, provided you remain, adhere to the lotus feet of Krishna. Mami uda prapadnante, maya me kama. The maya will not touch you, very happy. Thank you very much.